Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
Hello, this is Tom Cloud with my monthly precious metals market update. We're kind of in the off season. It's kind of like all of us that love college football or pro football. We follow it. We're getting excited about the season coming up. It's the same thing in gold and silver brokerage over the 46 years I've done this. This is the activity starts around August the 1st and picks up to where you see everything in the fall unfold with countries closing out their fiscal years, having to balance the budget, creating more money out of thin air than normal. And historically, September, October, and even into November is where you see the biggest move in precious metals. This year seems to be even bigger because of the delay of Basel III in the gold market. We now found out on June, rather than Basel III, where central banks can buy gold and count it on their balance sheets as cash. It's the only thing you can do beside G7 government securities. So it left real estate and stocks and bonds out. And certainly you're going to see a battle for who's going to have the biggest gold reserves going forward, because whatever reset we have in the future, and there's so many of them out there talking about Chinese resets, gold-backed currencies by states in the United States, a lot going on, and it's only going to increase because it's the only honest money left. There is nothing honest about fiat currency, nothing. It doesn't mean you can't use it, but in the end, it's a piece of paper. It's what it is. You go anywhere in the world, you carry a stock certificate, it's a piece of paper. It has nothing to do with reality. So this season is coming, and it's coming fast, and we want you, our customer, to be educated and understand what's going on. When Basel III starts January 1st, you're going to see, probably prior to that, buying run up in millions of ounces of gold that will pressure the market. Just think, gold has already been to 2050 this year, 2050. Now it's sitting at 1720 something, $300 lower, and people are afraid to buy it. And remember, gold is priced at a percentage over spot, unlike silver, that is priced at a dollar amount over spot. We'll get to that in just a second. So get out there and please get out of it. Interest rates are going to go up this week. Again, the Fed almost certainly is going to raise rates again and probably again. We still got double digit. And one thing I saw on Social Security, I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago, is now they may have to give Social Security recipients a 10% cost of index hike for next year, which would wipe out 15 years of the solvency of that. So you've got to be really watching this closely, because you get a raise in Social Security is not a good thing with them doing an inflation adjustment. Silver, the writer that wrote into the office and asked about silver, trying to understand why it is so much over spot. If you were a silver refiner or dealer, there's no way you're going to sell your silver unless you're going to get a premium for it. You can't be in business not making money. So what you see right now, let's talk about silver 1 ounce products. If you want silver eagles, they're $13.35, which is 70% over spot. Sounds crazy, but you got the highest redemption cost for eagles you've ever had. We're seeing some wholesalers buying it back at 40 and 50 cents higher than they ever have, up in the $7, $8 range. I mean, it's crazy. But the main thing right now that we recommend are the Austrian Philharmonic, the Canadian Maple Leaf, the South African Krugerrand, and the Anya from England. They're all about 470, except Canadian Maple Leaf is 570 over spot. Remember, the Eagles 1335, the Canadian Maple Leaf 570, and the other three were a country, a sovereign coin made by a country, or 470. That's the Krugerrand, Britannia, and Philharmonic. The silver round is 340 for the Buffalo silver round. So that is what we're recommending right now. And like I said, we have the cheapest prices in silver in the country. I mean, it's, and yet people are complaining about how high the premiums are. But when it gets to $50, remember, it's already been to, silver's been to $50 twice, back in 1980 and then in 2011. And it's going to go to $50 again. And but this time, I don't think it's going to stop. It's going to keep going. So don't worry about paying the premium. The thing is that you've got to have it. I heard a statement recently that I wrote down because it is so true. Something funny is going on in the gold market right now. But you can always sell your gold or silver. But there may come a day in the near future where you can't buy gold or silver. Do I believe that? I believe there's a good chance there'll come a day in not the too distant future where there'll be no gold or silver for sale. The central banks, the major brokerage firms, the JP Morgans, they're going to own all of the silver and gold out there, throwing the central banks on gold. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Keep your eyes on it and get ready and get adjusted in the percentage you want in hard assets, what percentage you want of your portfolio in something that is real: gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and diamonds. And for the ones of you that haven't talked to me yet about IceCap, please look at icecap.diamonds. And the week of August the 8th, we'll be going worldwide with the announcement of icecap.diamonds and our affiliation as the brokerage end of it. It's a great, great diversification. Diamonds are very, very rare. They're portable. They're confidential. And we are looking for a strong. In the recent drop in stocks and bonds and even gold and silver, diamonds only went down 2%. They're by far the best thing you could have your money in, and they're liquid. And icecap.diamonds has updated their website, and I would urge you to look at it and call our office and talk to Dan or Catherine and make an appointment to talk to me about it before the world finds out about it the week of August the 8th. So hopefully we've covered a lot today. And any way we can help you, just give us a call at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you want to get a rollover into precious metals with your IRA, call Dan. He's our specialist on IRAs. And we are seeing the biggest move, people moving out of 401ks and going to two IRAs, one for equities and one for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. We can't put diamonds in it at this point, but we're working on that for the future. So hopefully we can do that. So once again, contact 800-247-2812. And one last thing, as the price of silver spot goes up, the premium comes down. So if silver goes from 1885, where it is today, to 20, and the premium stays at $4.70 over spot, it'd be a less percentage. So that's the way it works, and hopefully that answers the question asked by the writer that wrote in to explain that. So hopefully it's understandable. If not, just call the office and I'll be happy to talk to you. With this bi-monthly precious metals market update, this is Tom Cloud saying goodbye.
Hey friends, this is Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly. Recently, we have been receiving many emails from our listeners commenting on the great help they're getting from our precious metals expert, Tom Cloud. Gold and silver are excellent hedges against the growing threat of coming U.S. inflation. Who's your gold guy? Make it Tom Cloud. With over 30 years' experience with precious metals, Tom will answer all of your questions. Don't buy your gold and silver through some call center and pay inflated prices. Call my good friend Tom Cloud and speak directly with him and get all of your questions answered. For a limited time, Tom is offering free shipping and insurance on every gold and silver purchase made by our listeners. Call 800-247-2812. And when you do, tell him that Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly sent you. And he'll throw in that free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Call your gold guy, Tom Cloud, right now for the very best deals on gold and silver coins. 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812.